What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from James in Charlotte. James, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I came across. I thought I'd tell you about and see maybe if you knew anything about it. I was digging through the book bargain bin down at the Goodwill store a couple of days ago, and when I got back almost to the bottom, I happened to see a book, and I could see on the spine of the book there was the title, and it said By Way of Deception.
Oh, that's a great book. Victor Ostrovsky.
Now don't spoil it for me.
I'm not going to spoil it to you, but it's going to be an eye opener, and I think you're really going to enjoy it.
Well, I've just gotten into the first couple of chapters, and I'm beginning to realize what an incredibly organized and hierarchical structure the Mossad is. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I have found out already in just the brief few pages I've read is that they manage to imbue anyone, no matter how little they are involved. They're like I say, is very hierarchical, and even those at the very outside of the organization are imbued with this, what would you call it, a spirit or a brainwashing, I guess, of this David and Goliath mentality. Mm-hmm. That that they are fighting a world that is trying to destroy them.
Yeah, that unfortunately is something that all Israelis are propagandized with right from birth. And basically it allows them to mentally accept anything they're told to do. The ends justify the means, go on out, sink the Liberty because we need the U.S. to attack Egypt, and so forth and so on. And one of the things that makes the Mossad so potent around the world is the strong allegiance to Israel in Jewish people who've lived their entire lives in other countries. And the Mossad keeps databases of these people, and they're called the Sionim. They're not formally a part of the Mossad, but they are Jewish people in other countries who can be relied on to perform certain tasks for the Mossad. Car dealers who can make a car available to them, doctors who will treat a bullet wound without leaving any paper record, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I wasn't familiar with that word, but I was familiar with the basic structure there.
Yes.
Well, I definitely want to get more into the book, and I appreciate your information.
Okay, well, yeah, I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's an eye-opener, and Victor Ostrovsky, of course, has left the Mossad. He lives in Arizona now, and he's actually become an artist. He's got a gallery out there, and he sells paintings along with his books. All right, well, James, we're going to let you go here. Get on back to the news here. We're talking about the economic news. And, we're going to take another phone call. Mark in Charlotte. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mark in Charlotte. Aloha, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Can you turn the computer speaker down?
Yeah, I did. I already did.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just want to ask you something. I don't know if you addressed it. I just turned you on. I just got home. What do you think happened to Tulsi Gabbard, that she actually, I was shocked that she actually voted for these sanctions. And, you know, I'd hoped that maybe for 2000 and that maybe there was somebody maybe in a third party or something, and she dashed it. I can't.
Well, yeah. I mean, overall, I like Tulsi Gabbard, but obviously, I disagreed with the sanctions. And again, we know that the CIA has been lying to Donald Trump. because they assured him that there was absolutely no question that Assad gassed those people at Idlib. So we can presume that the CIA is lying to other members of the government, members of Congress, and swearing an oath on a Bible doesn't mean anything to them.
Yeah, but Tulsi's, first of all, she was in the military. She's wise to the way that the brass works. She knows the thing about with Assad is nonsense. So you'd think she would also know the stuff about Russia is nonsense. I just don't understand this. I mean, maybe she made a deal with somebody. I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that they could just put one over on her and that she would buy this nonsense. I mean, Rand Paul, she didn't buy, and needed that Bernie Sanders to.
Well, I'm sure that the deep state, the war party, the military-industrial complex definitely put a lot of pressure on everybody in the Congress. And one of the reasons I'm very surprised Tulsi went along with it is because she understands at the far end of the sanctions is the risk of a real war. And Tulsi's state, Hawaii, is going to get hit. And for her to risk that for whatever political gain she got, I don't know. I'm puzzled about that one. But Tulsi's never returned any of my emails or messages. I wanted to get her on the show. But there's an issue there. All right. Well, Mark, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network. And getting on back to the economic news, Trump is getting ready to start a trade war with China. And the excuse for it is they're going to have an investigation into China's trade policies and intellectual property practices. And there is a real issue there. China has a long and bad reputation for copying other people's technology. I remember when the original Top Gear, Jeremy Clarkson, they went to China. And he was basically just showing all these things, copy the iPhone, copy the iPad that he'd bought there for just a few dollars. And that is a major, major issue. But a trade war with China is going to cause a lot more harm to us than to them. Because we don't make products anymore. We buy everything from China, including the licensed official iPhones and iPads. If Trump starts a trade war with China, I mean, we need China's manufacturing a lot more than China needs our money. They're moving away from the dollar anyway. It's another very foolish thumping of the chest move. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Dude in Modesto, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? You're on the air. Okay, I guess you're off the air. So, good night, Modesto. Claire's laughing. If you've seen the movie Aliens vs. Monsters, or Monsters vs. Aliens, it's a great movie, great animated movie. All righty, getting back to the economy. Apparently, the numbers for retailers continue to decline. And they're still trying to blame it all on Amazon. But the reality is Amazon looks to be in a bubble, and that's flattening off. But they're predicting there will be thousands more stores closing by the end of the year because people just don't have money to buy these goods anymore. It's all been sucked out of our society by the military machine and the money junkies. Bed Bath & Beyond is going to cut 880 store-level management positions. And the pharmaceutical giant Teva is going to fire 7,000 people and close or sell 15 of their factories. Now, over in France, the French Parliament has approved Macron's drive to loosen the labor laws. They're trying to slash unemployment by making the process of hiring people a little bit less arduous. And it's a short-term fix, I think, but it doesn't really fix the core problem behind all of these struggling nations all over the world, which is those private central banks That's where it all comes from. We are living in nations with a dishonest monetary system. Now, yesterday we were talking about how some of these so-called rescue ships run by non-governmental organizations that claim to rescue refugees from sinking boats in the Mediterranean and then take them to Europe instead of their home countries had actually faked it all. They'd actually faked the whole situation. Well, apparently Italy finally has had enough, and they've impounded a German non-governmental organization rescue boat on suspicion of aiding illegal immigration. The vessel was the Leventa, operated by the Jugendrettet organization, and was impounded on the orders of a prosecutor based in Trapani, Sicily. So there are some parts of the governments over there that are trying to get this situation under control before it gets any worse. Up in Sweden, this liberal paradise, liberal government, feminist, politically correct, wonderful thing. Apparently the army came on out with this bizarre statement that the purpose of Sweden's army is to defend gay rights, and even the Swedes couldn't swallow that one. There was a huge, huge backlash on all this PC nonsense here. We know that Italy's in trouble economically. We know that Brussels broke their own rules to get an emergency bailout to them, but they're still teetering on the brink. And apparently there is now serious talk about an Italexit, saying that there has to be a managed end to the euro because it is simply not working. Okay, dude from Modesto is back, and I guess we got a good phone line working now. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Yeah, I got caught off, but hey, I wanted to talk about North Korea. I watch a lot of documentaries from a long time ago and recently on North Korea, and I wanted to run this by you because, to me, when people talk about war, I only see, a lot of people see all kinds of politics, but I see the man on the street. I would like to know when he goes over to North Korea, what are they going to expect? And from what my research, I just want to run this by you, and then I'll let you talk about it. It's just, just the military situation. It seems that, a lot of these documentaries seem to say that they got over 7 million troops. They got a tunneling system through the mountains, up and down these mountains. They said they got a really complex, tunneling system, which, as I guess the Viet Cong used that against the Americans too. And, how is China going to feel about that? The last time that the U.S. was on their borders, we all know what happened. And with the U.S. being more aggressive nowadays, it seems that, they're not going to want it even less. That they got... And I've also seen documentaries on China's economic ties with the U.S. I don't understand why they would want to mess with that. It seems like both economies are almost tied to each other.
Mm-hmm.
If you can talk about that with me, my grandfather fought in Korea, and he talked about the winters in North Korea, that was the big issue, when he was over there. So if you can, talk about that. And plus, obviously North Korea is a nuclear power. And from what
Not quite yet. I mean, they're testing nuclear devices, but they are still years away from actually putting a warhead onto a rocket.
Okay. Well, if you can talk about this with me, and the reason why I ask this is because, a lot of people think that North Korea is going to be a simple war, and I don't, given those factors, yeah, they might be able to bomb, everything in the glass, but as soon as they, put troops on the ground, I think that's when the reality is going to turn in, and this is not really going to be all that easy of a war.
Well, we're already seeing people in the Pentagon saying exactly the same thing, that if United States invades North Korea on the ground, this is a war that could literally cost millions of lives. And North Korea, because the Korean War never really ended, North Korea has spent the last 50 years.
70 years.
Basically, making sure that they've got a defensive force. They've got huge amounts of conventional artillery. They do have that tunneling system. All their artillery is dug in to shelters so they can't be bombed from overhead. They do have a lot of people in uniform, very highly trained and very motivated, because they all remember what happened the last time the U.S. came on in, which is why I think what is being contemplated by Washington, D.C., is a decapitation strike. They're going to go for Kim Jong-un himself and the nuclear test sites and anything else they think is connected with the nuclear program, the missile factories, whatever. The problem is that by now Kim Jong-un has started dispersing all of that, and there's absolutely no way to guarantee that they're going to get all the weapons when they go on in with this surgical strike. And whoever takes...
And the point is,
it's not going to be an easy war. I mean, look how long we were in Afghanistan, and Afghanistan had nowhere near the military resources of North Korea.
And the problem with that is, to me, it seems like, given all these factors, you know, 7 million troops in there, you know, these guys can go up and down these mountains really easily. You know, I've heard things from other documentaries that, you know, if the U.S. tries to raise an army to actually be able to take on that kind of thing, number one, you know, a lot of these people, it just doesn't seem like they can raise an army that quickly. Just, you know, seeing a lot of Americans.
Well,
they
might institute the draft here, but there's another factor to keep in mind, and that is that we've raised a generation of perpetual whiners who cry if they get a splinter. 38% of them are morbidly obese because of all the chemicals in our food. These are not going to be effective fighting personnel. And when you match that with the very poor quality weapons and costly poor quality weapons being put out by the military-industrial complex, this is a mistake. I mean, we never won the first Korean War. This is going to be a continuation of it, and we're not going to win that one either.
I don't think we're going to win this war either. In fact, when we're talking about being put in a quagmire, you know, with the financial condition that the U.S. government is in, you know, that we could very well lose this war just for that alone. We can go broke fighting this war.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that sound reasonable?
It's very reasonable.
Given all this, you know, it seems like they're making a big deal out of, you know, firing long-range missiles, you know. You know, I'm going to go now, but do you think that's a good reason to, you know, to get into something like this? I'm going to let you
Well, no,
that.
There isn't, but you need to understand, you know, all financial experts are saying that by the end of the year, we're going to be in a major, major economic crisis. Alan Greenspan is out there saying we're going to see the biggest bond bubble burst in all of U.S. history. When this all starts to come apart. And if our government does not have a war to blame all the hardship on, then the American people are going to blame the government, and they're going to blame Wall Street. They're going to blame those bankers. And the bankers don't want to take the blame. Our politicians don't want to take the blame. They want to be able to stand up there and say, yes, you're all starving, and you've all lost your homes and jobs, but it's all the fault of that evil Putin and Russia. It's all the fault of China. Right. It's all the fault of Kim Jong-un. And this is something they have done before. Every time they get into an economic mess, they get involved in a world war to have a distraction away from it. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, and look how close we are to a global war.
And the thing is, when we talk about that, you know, I study a little bit about empires, and from my reading of empires, there's always that one big last war where, you know, the debt grows so large that the bankers want them to wage more than one war to pay that, you know, to even make payments. If the U.S. government is about to collapse, it's going to need to borrow money, and that seems to be, for the most part, the reason, like you said, why, you know, okay, when the economy is about to collapse, you know, they're not going to let the government go, so they're going to wage a war just to get that money to keep the government alive. Is that reasonable to assume?
Yeah, they'll just crank up the printing presses or type into the computer, and the rest of us will pay the cost of that with runaway, out-of-control, Zimbabwe-style inflation.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over in Great Britain, the United Nations is now demanding Great Britain take in double the number of refugees under this program to grant humanitarian asylum to people fleeing the Syrian conflict. The only problem being it's turned out most of those claiming to be fleeing the Syrian conflict were not, in fact, actually in any danger. But the United Nations is saying you got to double the number of people going on in. And you need to remember the United Nations is fully on board with this idea of a one-world government because they see themselves as being in charge of it. Apparently, over in the Express, they've got an article, Poland doesn't need the EU. Poland isn't needed by the EU. As you know, Poland has been straining at the leash with Brussels. But it's another indicator that the EU is about to tear itself apart. Now, Angela Merkel has actually admitted to Donald Trump that she now regrets opening the borders of Germany to migrants, saying Germany is a mess. Now, this was a phone call between Merkel and Trump, and apparently somebody leaked the transcripts of these calls. So despite Merkel's public continue public support for open borders. She knows what it's doing to her country. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's Mama Merkel. it's like Mama Hillary. It's just they're the same. They're the same. You know, that's globalism. They're the same playbook and the same standards and everything. I mean, what a joke these people are, right?
Yeah, but every night they go to bed and dream that it's going to be their particular butt sitting on that golden throne of planet Earth.
Hey, Mike, you know, I don't think the Chinese are going to allow North Korea to fall. Not because they'll have refugees, but because it's a strategic ally. If you look on the map, I mean, you know, that's a way into China, right?
Well, yes, to an extent, but we already know that China is already starting to fortify their side of the border with North Korea because they are concerned following the U.S. attack there's going to be a flood of refugees, and they just don't want them. At this point, I would not want to bet China will get involved in a war with the United States over North Korea. Yes, they've been very close. China needs those raw materials from North Korea. But I think China understands that ultimately the U.S. government is using North Korea as a backdoor to get a war with China going.
And, you know, all those tests that North Korea has done with the anti-aircraft, you know, those are all based on the S-300. So it's coming out. We might have air superiority, but, you know, we're going to... I mean, I tell you that North Korea ain't no Iraq, you know. And I don't think we're going to... I mean, you got to be insane. Yeah, that's an army, man. I mean, it would be like we've never seen this before, since before Vietnam. You know, I mean, they got to be insane to pull this. I mean,
they were insane.
Don't know
to go,
we're coming.
It was insane to go into Vietnam. Didn't stop them from doing it.
They'll know we're coming. There's just like you said. There's no way you're gonna knock him out. There's just no way you're gonna knock out enough of his things. If he has a couple deliverable, short-range nuclear weapons, you know, use them or lose them is the saying, right?
Well, yeah. Once they're attacked, they've got no reason not to use whatever they've got here. I mean, that's how we really knew Saddam did not really have nuclear weapons of mass destruction, because as his nation was being invaded, that would have been the time for him to use them, and he never did. The U.S. government lied to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons, and they're trying to basically exaggerate the North Korean nuclear threat, because North Korea is not threatening the United States.
Yeah, he's crazy. That's all that, you know, he's either Hitler or he's crazy. That's the playbook. You know, hey, Mike, remember the artillery piece? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, they were demonizing Ahmadinejad in Iran. They made up lies about him. They were demonizing Saddam. We have to stop listening to the government's propaganda about these foreign leaders and find out for ourselves just what's really going on. Now, I agree that we are being told Kim Jong-un is saying some very provocative things, but apparently his stature in that part of the world is actually being improved. He's standing up to the U.S. bully, and that's scoring a lot of points. Dustin, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on back to the situation in Europe, France and Sweden are getting ready for a confrontation with Eastern European nations. They want to crack down on low-paid migration under the free movement rules. All of these nations in Europe are starting to strain at the leash over this idea of this flood of refugees coming on in, which has caused nothing but problems for these nations. But George Soros wants us all blurred together. You know, no more nationalities, no more ethnic identity. Except, of course, for Israel, we got to keep them pure. Now, one of the problems that has come into Europe with the refugees is this idea of an acid attack, which is just possibly one of the most cruel things that you can do to a woman. And apparently women who are thought to be inappropriately dressed or made up by Muslims are subject to these attacks. And they've become so widespread in Europistan, they're starting to train the public how to treat the victims, what to do if you see an acid attack. And it's part of this idea that the people of Europe are just supposed to accept all of this. Yeah, there's acid attacks. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of rapes. Yeah, it's okay. Small price to pay for the New World Order empire. Meanwhile, over in Germany, they have this Muslim who is out there saying he's a fanatic. He's ready to commit a jihadi massacre. Germany wants to deport him. The European court blocked it. You will keep this Muslim in your country even though he is threatening to kill people. They are drawing some very hard battle lines here over this issue. We don't care if these people are a threat. We don't care if it's a problem. We don't care if Germany's a mess. You just keep pouring them on in to Europe and, for that matter, the United States of America. As fast as they can, they're trying to get their plan completed for the New World Order because they're realizing the rest of the world is starting to really push back. Here in the United States, somebody did an economic study. As you know, even though the border wall is being funded, there is still a push here in Congress for this amnesty bill. We're going to just give all the illegals amnesty and that will be just wonderful. Except that all of these illegals are, like most Americans, not going to be able to find jobs. They're going to be living off of social assistance in one form or the other. So, according to this article that came out of Investment Watch blog, there's a new study saying that deporting the illegal aliens would save the United States $599 billion compared to allowing the amnesty to move forward and have to financially provide for that population. We're talking $500 billion here. So, the PC is still getting out of control over there. Apparently, next year they're going to do a reboot of the Roseanne TV show. And they're already getting buzz because this will be the first ever network TV show to feature a gender-fluid 9-year-old child character. And this is part of the propaganda to get us so confused about who we are, we don't even know what restroom to use. I mean, Planned Parenthood has put out a new teacher's guide saying that preschoolers should be taught their genitals do not determine their gender. They're just messing with these kids' heads. Now, apparently there was a whole bunch of vegan protesters were protesting this business until finally the owner decided to post a sign in the window that warns customers animal lives are at risk. The business, by the way, is a butcher shop. Look, if you want to be a vegetarian, that's fine. Just stay out of the butcher shop. But I'm getting really sick and tired of all these people who get a cause, whether it's veganism or human-caused global warming, and they think it gives them a right to go around and tell everybody else how to live their lives. Of course, look at the lesson they're getting from Washington, D.C., which is running around the world saying, you will run your country the way we tell you. By the way, there does seem to be an epidemic of scammers out there. Scam calls, scam software, cybercrime. And it's really out of control because the government's too busy conquering the world to actually take care of the American people. And this is a very sad story. It's over at MSN, and it's talking about this woman who literally designed and built her own home. She's a very short person, so she actually designed a home to match her height. And she lived there 30 years, was planning on living there the rest of her life, and she fell victim to a scam that offered to refinance her mortgage. And it turned out that the scammers just took the new mortgage payments. She stopped the payments on the original mortgage. There was no new mortgage. So the home got repossessed. She lost her home of 30 years, falling victim to these scammers. You have got to be very careful. Do not for a second believe that the government in any way, shape, or form is going to be protecting you. You're just not that important to them. It's a little side note for you science fiction buffs. A gentleman by the name of Harlan Ellison, very famous science fiction writer. If you're a fan of Star Trek, the original series, he wrote the episode The City on the Edge of Forever, which was one of the best episodes there. He's also famous for actually taking on Paramount Pictures for stealing one of his ideas. Prior to Harlan Ellison, if you were a writer and a studio stole your idea, there wasn't much you could do about it. The cost of a lawsuit was prohibitive. Lawyers would certainly not take it on contingency because the studios were always going to win. And Harlan Ellison had this idea for a robotic police officer with a human partner called Brillo, as in the pad. And Paramount grabbed it, had another writer rewrite it under a different name, and they put it out as Future Cop. And Harlan Ellison, who was a feisty individual, sued. And he mortgaged his house, and he borrowed money from everybody that he could, and eventually he won the lawsuit. And as a result, Hollywood studios, they still like to steal stuff. Producer at Columbia stole something from me at one point, but they're a little more cautious about it right now. Anyway, getting on back to Harlan Ellison, he was also a very short individual, and he had all the doors in his home lowered so that he could walk through standing straight up, and anybody taller than him would have to stoop. When he was working on City on the Edge of Forever, what he wrote wasn't Star Trek. Apparently, he hadn't read the Star Trek writer's Bible. Roddenberry had to do a rewrite on it. And so Roddenberry comes in the next day, and there's Harlan Ellison standing on Roddenberry's desk with a noose around his neck saying, "Tell me you did not touch my script." That's what Harlan Ellison was like. All right, enough of the wander down memory lane here. Getting into the science and health news. Apparently, a lot of information is now being leaked out about Monsanto. And it's exposing this vast operation to kill or suppress any cancer research about glyphosate. Now, we know what Monsanto did in response to that French study that seemed to indicate that there's cancer problems with this product line. We know that the World Health Organization was under serious lobbying from Monsanto not to declare glyphosate a carcinogen, which they finally did. They hedged their bets and said probable carcinogen rather than saying definite carcinogen. And we know that when California put glyphosate on their list of cancer-causing materials, Monsanto fought that tooth and nail. And so apparently a trove of documents was released by L.A.-based plaintiff firm Baum, Hedlund, Aristi, and Goldman. And the companies representing people who came down with cancer from exposure to glyphosate. And even more alarming in there, the documents show that Monsanto executives and researchers were communicating with the Environmental Protection Agency to get their cooperation to say this product is perfectly safe. I still remember following 9/11 when the head of the Environmental Protection Agency stood there with all the asbestos dust still swirling in the air and told those first responders they could go to work without special respiration equipment. And they've all been sick ever since. This government doesn't care about you other than what money they can take from you or who they can send you out to kill or your children. That's it. Breed new workers, breed new soldiers, pay your taxes, sit down and shut up. That's the attitude of the government. Now, over in Germany, they've got a problem. Apparently, one of their supermarkets, Aldi, has withdrawn all their eggs from sale in its stores out of fears it's been contaminated by an insecticide. And tests are showing the chemical fipronil, let me go back and do that again, fipronil, which can harm people's kidneys, liver, and thyroid glands, was found in these eggs from the Netherlands. And one German official said up to 10 million of the contaminated eggs may have been sold in Germany. And now they're saying that more of these eggs are showing up in other supermarkets. So, apparently the fipronil is used to treat the chickens for ticks and other infestations, and it's getting into the eggs that way. Now, a little bit of good news if you like to eat salmon. The U.S. Senate is looking at a bill that will require mandatory labeling of GMO salmon. And a lot of people are very concerned about the GMO salmon. It's modified so it will grow faster and larger more quickly so they can get it to market, sell it, make more money. But as it turns out, most of that increase in size is fat. And as it turns out, the salmon, the GMO salmon, is lacking in certain nutrients that you get from the natural variety. But that's okay. It's making money. And as long as it's making money, it's a good thing. And anything that gets in the way of making money is a bad thing here. Now, we've been talking about the overprescription of medications like opiates. It's really out of control. And it's all about making money. It's all about making money. And there's this article, How Too Much Medicine Can Kill You, from The Guardian. And talking about these patients who are known to be suffering side effects, bad side effects from their prescription medication, but they're scared to stop because their doctors and nurses are saying, oh, if you stop it now, bad things are going to happen. And it's all being driven by the commercial interests of the pharmaceutical industry. Even when they're giving you a medication that is ineffective and harmful, they're going to keep insisting, you got to take it. You just have to take it. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I have quite a few bumper stickers on the back doors of my truck. One of them is, government is a noun. One, those in society not bound by the law.
That's a good one. I mean, it wasn't supposed to be that way, but...
Well, no, it's not supposed to. I thought we were all supposed to abide by the law, but I guess those who write the law don't have to uphold it at all or abide by it. How about this one? Annoy a politician, defend the Constitution.
That's a good one.
Bad criminals go to jail, the best go to Washington.
Yes.
If voting changed anything, they'd make it illegal.
Absolutely, no question about that.
Congress, where arms dealers, pill pushers, bankers, and farmers meet to plan to steal your bovine excrement.
Okay.
The Constitution was written to constrain government. It's now used to constrain the people.
That's certainly true. I mean, a lot of people think the Constitution tells the government what it's allowed to do, but more importantly, it does tell the government what it's not allowed to do. It's not allowed to restrict our speech under any reason. It's not allowed to disarm us. It's not allowed to invade our privacy. Our government is off that constitutional reservation. As far as I'm concerned, that renders it an illegal, illegitimate government.
No, you're 100% right, and I agree with you. I have two Hillary Clinton stickers on the very top so everybody could read them clear sight. And one of them with her picture on it says, we used to hunt communists, now we elect them.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate all the work you do, and I listen to you every day, buddy.
Have a great weekend. Same to you, and we're going
to
let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. Up in Canada, there has been a federally funded study that was basically looking into the content of sausages sold at grocery stores across Canada and found out that 20% of those sausages contained meat that was different than what was claimed on the label. Now, maybe they just got a bargain deal on this other kind of meat, or maybe one of the delivery trucks hit a deer and they just threw the venison in there. First of all, it is dishonest. And second of all, there are people who have allergies to specific meat products, and they buy a sausage by saying, they read the label and think, oh, this is safe for me to eat. And then they get a reaction. And the study was done by researchers at the University of Guelph and commissioned by the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. Got to stay on top of this stuff. Now then, do you remember Martin Shkreli? Well, he's back in the news, and I'm going to tell you exactly why that is when we come back from this next commercial break, which is going to start here in a couple of seconds. So we'll be right back after these few words.
BrainMag is an amazing nutraceutical technology that crosses the blood-brain barrier because it is a magnesium L-threonate and magnesium malate and glycinate. Magnesium L-threonate, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, protects the brain from oxidative stress, and in knockout mice was able to protect against the memory loss and Alzheimer's. It dramatically increases cognitive health, improves sleep quality, stabilizes the mood, and works wonderfully with Calm Mind as a combination drink supplement. Order NutraMedical's Brain Mag at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. This is the best nutraceutical for calming your brain, protecting memory and brain function, and prevention of Alzheimer's.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about Martin Shkreli. Now, he first became infamous back when he bought the rights to a medication and raised the cost 5,000% to $750 per pill. And everybody was very angry about that. But apparently he was being driven by some of his other economic activities. And today he has been found guilty of 3 counts of securities fraud. And he was found guilty on 2 counts of securities fraud and 1 count of conspiracy to commit securities fraud. And he'd been charged with 8 counts stemming from what federal prosecutors said was a Ponzi scheme. And Shkreli defrauded investors of 2 hedge funds he managed and siphoned millions from that pharmaceutical company he founded, Retrofin, in order to cover the losses in those funds. That's why he did that price raise on the drug. He figured, we got them. They got to buy the pills. I'm just going to charge them $750 per pill, and I'll be able to put back the money that I took out of the hedge fund. The guy's a crook. The guy is just this incredible crook. And I'm glad they found him guilty, and he's facing 20 years in prison. But again, the real villain in all of this is Richard Nixon, who signed that Health Maintenance Organization legislation on behalf of his good buddy over at Kaiser Permanente. And it was at that point medical care stopped being about medical care and became another for-profit racket. And that's exactly what it is. And that's why we have the most expensive medical care on earth and the absolute worst quality medical care of any industrialized nation. Now, it's been exactly 80 years since the U.S. declared war on marijuana, and marijuana is still winning. And, of course, the war on marijuana, then as now, was all about protecting the profits of the breweries, distilleries, wineries, and the tobacco plantations. Because if you're mellowing out on something that you grew in your backyard, well, then you're not going on down to that store to spend your money. Buy that bottle of booze there with that tax sticker on the top of it. When this country first started up, I mean, there were no banned drugs. You could go into a pharmacy at the turn of the 20th century, and you could buy cocaine and opium. But they make it illegal to make the smuggling and trafficking of it more profitable. And that includes the legal opiates. They're more expensive. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. When we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining our show.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.